Welcome to The Lost Packet, helping you find your way in the digital world.
Welcome back, everyone. It's just Ben and me today.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Unfortunately, we were unable to convince anyone else to join us today. But
last minute notice, but
You know, luckily, we've got some exciting, security related things to talk about today.
Yes, we're diving into the realm of Brantley. He should be here, but he's off securing our country in some foreign land right now.
Right. Keeping everyone safe. I guess the biggest thing that's happened is Blue Keep.
Blue Keep?
Yeah.
What is this?
You know, it's just blue.
Is it D&D Dungeon Realm?
Yes, it's a D&D Dungeon Realm that's taken over the world.
Curse of the Blue Keep.
Yeah, it's just a wormable vulnerability that uses the remote desktop services or the remote code execution or RD remote desktop protocol. Any of these things should...
RDP.
Yeah. It sucks because it'll spread once it gets on the network to other machines that are Windows machines as well. Affects just about everything that's come out in the last recent history. XP to 2008 R2. So I guess you don't have your... I guess the newer ones aren't included in it. Just a subset of... Windows 10 and Windows 8 are not affected. It says it right there. So, pretty crazy.
So, man. I mean, that's going to be a pretty big overhaul for everybody. Especially China, because they still have XP running in production out there.
I think everyone has XP somewhere in their environment, too.
Might have a laptop and sitting in the closet, but definitely not on the network.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And man, it's crazy to think to have that a lot of XP computers still. That's a crazy thought.
So the funny thought about this is such a bad exploit is that Microsoft has actually gone back to the old OSs that they're not supporting anymore and not providing any updates for. And they said, this is so bad, we're going to go back and fix this for everybody because this is going to ruin the world as we know it.
Let's just talk about that. It's good. it's pretty crazy. This is the, I guess, the second one that they've ended up having to kind of go back and help.
WannaCry was the first one that came out that Microsoft had to break their own rule of going back and fixing old OSs. But WannaCry was the first one, and it really is frustrating because all this came about back in 2017. And if you guys don't know the etiology of this, but all this came back from a exploit. Well, it's the part of the NSA's toolkit. So NSA, the National Security Agency, whatever you want to call them, big spy, big brother, keeps tabs on everybody. So yes, they hoarded all these little special secrets and exploits that they thought of to compromise computer systems globally. And then it just got out there in the public. Shadow Broker group got a hold of it, stole it, sold it to the highest bidder, and then, yes, we've dealt with two successive years of really, really hardcore critical exploits due to this, and it really upsets me, because, you think about it, if you're a company, and you're using a product, and you know there are certain really bad exploits in it, but you're going to use it to have competitive edge over other people, and you just beg to question the ethics of it. So you know there's something wrong with it. So you usually should go back to your vendor or partner and say, hey, this is really bad, really bad. You might want to fix this. But instead of doing that, the NSA is like, hey, we can use this to our advantage, which, okay, I'll give them that. But they got to be able to secure their stuff, not make put a self-destruct code in it or make it actually protected and guaranteed and secured. Because, all right, we'll go conventional terms with this. But say I'm a country and I have an arsenal of nukes and biological weapons and everything. Now, say one just kind of rolls off a truck one day and then somebody takes it out to the open market and sells it to the highest bidder. And then somebody gets attacked by it. Somebody gets attacked or they drop it on a village, city, and then all those people die from it. Now, I would be the one responsible for it. I'd have UN, NATO, everybody else coming after me. It's like, hey, you need to keep better protection of your arsenal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is pretty much the same concept. I mean, it's a government entity, and this is definitely a weapon.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to give physical harm, but it will do tons of digital harm to your network, infrastructure, companies, mm-hmm. utilities. Like, this is like the war game type stuff. This is stuff that can actually harm a whole entire country, city. Like, all right, I'll even bring it up. I mean, the Ukraine, they got affected by this. So after the 2017 exploits from the Shadow Broker got released, there was that NoPetya and the WannaCrypt and the WannaCry virus. So those all came out. And I mean, that basically shut down the entire country of the Ukraine, which I can tell you who probably wanted that to happen. it was Russia.
What?
But yeah, so they literally hacked the whole entire country, shut it down. Maersk, the big shipping company, lost like billions of dollars because they lost all their records. Everything was encrypted or locked down.
Right.
Even like the Britain, like Britain's National Institute of Health, or I think that's the U.S. variant. But yeah, their National Health Institution, all their computers got locked out. Like, they lost all their patient records, and, like, you had whole hospitals shut down, and they're like, sorry, we can't treat you today. Our computers are not working, so you might die if we treat you, but you're probably going to die if we do treat you, so it's okay.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm kind of surprised there isn't better or more secure ways of that they didn't think. I mean, I think it was just more of a push probably to find these vulnerabilities and use them, but there was never a thought of
the repercussions.
Like, who's really responsible if these things get out when, you know, you have a country develop multiples of these? It's kind of it's something that probably should have been thought about before this stuff started happening. It's not good.
Like I always say, Uncle Ben, with great power comes great responsibility.
It does. Yes, you're right.
I'm an uncle, so I can claim that quote. No trademark needed.
Yeah.
But true. Yeah, I mean, it does make you wonder, like, what is the responsibilities of a government or any entity that has that knowledge and know-how? So, yes, they had it. Yes, I guarantee they probably used it to attack our enemies or our opponents out there in the public world, all in our good faith to keep freedom and protect us. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? It's all in the eye of the beholder. But then, yeah, I mean, you would think they'd have a contingency plan for this, which they didn't have. I mean, it got leaked, got out there, and nothing happened. No NSA response. No, oh, we need to take down this cyber group. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need to block every access to this thing. We need to seed, like, bad code out there so we can try to break or compromise people trying to get this. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, I guess it seems like there's these things and breaches in general that are happening, maybe through these things or maybe through other means, but just every day there's something now, it seems like.
Yeah, it's definitely more rampant and it's more pandemic type. I mean,
yeah,
you think of, like, in our age of youth, I mean, they had, like, the nuclear attack scares with Russia until, like, Russia fell and the Cold War and all that. But now, I mean, it seems like we're getting into, like, a new era of a Cold War where it's more of, like, economic warfare. Yeah, we definitely have that with the war with China. Mm-hmm. Like, economically, we are battling them on every front. And, I mean, you have cyber warfare. I mean, people don't know about it. People don't understand it. It's not talked about in the news. But, yes, there is always... All right. There are guidelines to it, but they're not... They're subvertly and overtly doing it in a way where it does not meet the standards of an actual declaration of war, an actual act of war, but everybody's hacking everybody, trying to get the one up on everybody.
Everyone's trying to figure out what everyone has. I guess this problem doesn't seem so apparent. Like, back when you're talking about, when everyone's concerned about everyone, like, blowing everyone up, maybe you have, like, a cyber warfare, drills or, sirens, then people would
be more apparent. Shut off your computer, turn off your Wi-Fi, shut off your phone.
Yes, I like
go back to pen and paper. Use the post office to communicate.
Right. Everything, you turn everything off but this podcast. This is the one you keep on. Yeah,
we'll keep you safe.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But just don't open emails you don't know.
Yeah. Shady emails.
Shady emails and websites, don't go there. That's usually where your problems come from.
Usually.
But
I mean, the thing that really concerns me is that, like, we're not going to see the end of this. Like, this is just right. some of the toolkit that they have actually used. But, I mean, the Meltdown, I mean, that one's going to be around for at least another 3 or 4 years. And, I mean, that's critical exploit. I mean, we've talked about it before where basically Intel, Apple, they've come out and they said, look, don't use hyper-threading if you want to be secure.
Yeah. It's pretty devastating. I don't... Has Intel talked about when they're going to have that? Actually, because it was the current gens too that were affected more recently.
Yeah, even so, current gens. Yeah. But I've seen, like, with their newer models, like, they are basically omitting hyper-threading from chips now. So that's chips that typically would have it don't have it they now. Just remove it's not an option anymore.
To remove the flaw, you just remove the technology altogether.
Yeah.
Fixed.
But, I mean, with their current silicon that they have, I think they're maybe 2 or 3 generations out to actually physically mitigate it in the hardware and get past it. But I mean, that's big design changes, and that's nothing they can do overnight.
Yeah, just put 2 processors on there.
Yeah.
By 1 CPU, it's got 2 actually inside of it, and they fix the problem altogether. Yep. I don't know. But, yeah, it's pretty exciting. And unfortunately, like you said, I think we're stuck with these type of things happening for quite a while from now.
So I guess going forward is... We might talk a little bit more about hardening your computer, protecting yourself better. Always good to have a healthy sense of paranoia when you're going to new sites or new places on the internet.
Yeah, not everywhere's safe. Just like you wouldn't drive everywhere.
Yep. You wouldn't go to that shady alley.
You wouldn't. Maybe
dance
you would.
With the devil in the pale moonlight.
Right. But you wouldn't stay there very long. But the website, you don't know what's going on. Sometimes you stay too long.
Yep.
But
yeah, so that's our good rant for the day about some security issues. But I mean, if you have a Windows XP system or a 2008 server, definitely go down to the Microsoft update and get the May security rollup patch. That will include all the fixes for this, and you should be covered. But if you're on XP right now, might I suggest there's a new operating system out there called Windows 10. Which may support your hardware, but if you have original Windows XP hardware and OS, just buy a new computer.
It's time to upgrade. It's official.
It's time to upgrade.
Yep.
It's time to get out of the cave.
Too long. You need to upgrade.
Upgrade so you can play from games. The Winnebago.
Right. Get something new. Corvette. Whatever you need.
All right. Well, Brian, do you have any other last comments before we close this up?
No. I don't have anything else. Other than just, you know, run your updates and don't click on links you don't know.
Always patch.
Patching is important. I agree.
Except Microsoft patches.
Right.
The last couple of brick your computers or cause problems.
That is another thing that is kind of funny about patching is when you have patches that have become really devastating.
Yeah.
But
Microsoft has agreed to improve in that area. So, yeah, we won't have that whole May security patch from last year that... was delayed until October because it still had quite a few bugs and things. So
yeah, it's kind of crazy they would just now be thinking about that because they've had this framework for a long time. They should have a decent way of validating that stuff by now. But
it's like any business. Do you really pay to test? Do you really have a solid testing plan and platform? Or do you just test in production like everybody else does?
Everyone tests in production.
All right, tested and proud people.
Right.
All right, well, that wraps up our wonderful episode of The Lost Packet. A little deep dive into the deep blue.
Yeah.
And stay secure out there.
Yep, stay secure. And I guess we'll see you next time.